We have Stephen Dewhurst with us now, who's invented this brilliant idea, a bit of recycling. Christmas well and truly behind us now. But what did you do with your Christmas cards this year? Did you just chuck them in the bin, or were you good and recycled them? How about reusing them? Yes, reusing them. You really can do that now, thanks to Stephen Dewhurst. So you're with us now, Stephen. When did you get this idea?
Oh, gosh, I think it was probably about 18 months ago. But I didn't put it into practice till probably last February. And that's when I thought of the idea and decided to follow it through. So I approached a company down in Salisbury with my idea, project company, and we worked together to produce what you can see in front of you now.
Yes, which is just a very clever idea. I mean, the one I have in front of me now is a happy birthday. It says happy birthday on the front, and there's a big bow and lots of lovely colours. But on the inside, that's the clever bit, isn't it?
This is the workings of it, where you can just peel the leaves off.
Yeah. And the inside, it reveals the message is on a little piece of paper, which is stuck in, and there's a little leaf in the corner. So you can pull off that message.
Yes.
And put a new one on. So, but when you buy these, they come with spare envelopes.
It comes with four envelopes, so you put the card and the three envelopes into the largest envelope. And send it gone, so everybody can use it. Just pass it on.
Yeah, because they're not cheap, are they, cars? There are bargain card shops.
I think the average price with the Green Card Association last year was £1.41 average. These are on sale at £1.79. And you're sort of getting four cards, basically.
Yes.
Not just the one card. So you're saving money.
So what do you do? How do you put a new message on there?
You'll just write on... Each one has got its own verse.
Oh, I see. There are two or three here. So you've I haven't spotted that.
Yeah, you can use the actual card four times. There's three inner leaves, which you can peel away. So basically, you can use the card four times. You just write on that as you would do any normal card. Send it to a person. It's around about a week or so on show. And then they can take it off, peel the leaf off, sign it, and post it on.
Brilliant. Is this your first invention?
It's my first invention, yes. Yes.
Anything else you're working on now?
I'm going to develop more on this site.
Right.
At the minute, I'm just doing birthday cards because that's predominantly what people use most of per year.
See, because I don't think this will work with Valentine's Day.
I think I'll leave Valentine's Day alone.
Because I don't know if I've got four people I want to send Valentine cards to. And if they came back, you know,
exactly.
from somebody else a couple of years down the line, maybe they don't like you quite as much as they might have suggested.
Probably not.
But you mentioned you've applied to Dragon's Den with this.
I applied for Dragon's Den probably at the end of last August. Now, I'm just waiting to hear from them. So it could take 4 or 5 months, they've told me, before I hear anything.
All right, so you could yet be on it.
I could yet be on it. Hopefully I will be. Hopefully I'll get back in touch.
Yeah. So presumably all your friends get your cards now, do they?
All my friends. I only launched it last week, to be honest with you, Nick. It was last Monday it became sort of a live business.
Right.
Appeared in the local paper, Ormskirk Advertiser, and now I'm on your show. So things are moving on quite swiftly.
The only way is up.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Hopefully.
Yes. So what do you do? Well, I mean, clearly this is your invention. What do you do when you're not...
I actually work in the private sector on custodial services. So this is something I've just, hopefully, I'll take over from that.
Quite different.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more different.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've actually got a website as well now, so you can go on there and actually...
Yeah, people can go on www.conservecards.co.uk, and that's the website that's been developed for myself with a contact and all.
So how much of an investment have you had to make in this? Has it changed your life?
I've done what I can. It's not so much changed my life at the moment. The business has just become live last week, so orders are just trickling through now. It's just getting so that people are aware that it's out there, and it saves people money, helps the environment.
Yes.
So all in all, I think it's a good idea, and hope people log on to the site and have a look and maybe get some orders.
So presumably you have the printers who are sorting these cards out for you.
Yeah, it's a source of prints. I tried the UK, I tried Europe, and eventually I had to go to China to get them.
That's a bit of a shame, isn't it? Yes.
It is, yes, really, yeah. I think it's just development stages. Hopefully somebody a bit closer to home may take up, once they see it, and maybe take up the idea for me.
I notice on the back it's made out of recycled card as well.
It's all recycled stock.
Yeah, you can't use a recycled stamp on it, unfortunately.
No,
you can try, though.
You can try, but...
So how many people are actually involved in this business at the moment, then?
Just myself and my partner, who's now my wife. We got married last, 23rd of December. Just married.
Oh.
And she's the company secretary. So it's myself and my partner, Katrina.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Katrina, did he buy you a nice card, did he, for your wedding? And Christmas, of course. I hope you did.
I'm saying nothing.
Yeah. So hopefully this will pick up.
Hopefully, yes.
And you can, I don't know how much you love the job you're doing now.
Oh, I love it. I mean, the job's great. I mean, it's been my livelihood. It looks after the bills and everything. Mm-hmm. But this is something extra for me, really.
Yeah.
I've got two small children as well. So hopefully, if it does take off and once they start to grow, they can sort of take it over from me.
What was the catalyst? What spurred you to do this?
It was just a birthday, and just looking around at all the cards you seem to get, and the next thing you know, you're around for about a week, and then you just end up and then just put them in the bin, hopefully to be recycled. So it's all about the green issues and environmental issues and reusing. I think we've become a nation of reusers now, and I think it's really important to reuse things rather than just throw away for the sake of it.
You see, my mum was a bit upset with my dad because my father would always fix things. Anything that broke, he would fix it.
Yeah.
Whereas now you tend to go out and buy something new, don't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, yeah.
We had saucepans with rivets through them.
Yeah. understandably, yeah. But I think at the moment, especially the economic climate as well, people are watching the pennies, basically, and I think things like cards, and they are expensive, like you said earlier on, Nick. They are, they are expensive, so hopefully, if they can use this four times, if they pass it on to somebody, all it costs them is a stamp.
Yes.
Once they receive the card, the initial buyer pays the money, and then the recipient can use it again. It'll cost them a stamp.
Yeah. But, the nice thing is, because it's a card, and it's also a little gift, if you like, because they are going to pass it on.
It's a little gift. Of course it is, yeah.
Excellent. Brilliant idea.
Thank you.
So clever. And basically, just to explain, you get the card, which says Happy Birthday on the front. Inside, you have four adhesive little labels, if you like, with the greeting on there. All you do is put to Fred, love from whoever, at the bottom. Put your own name on there, obviously. And you can do that, and your friend can do it, and another friend can do it as well. So, brilliant idea.
So, you can use it up to four times, same card.
Brilliant. conservecards.co.uk. Have a look. Find out all about it. Stephen, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope next time you come in, you'll be a millionaire.
Thanks, Nick.
And you'll remember that this was your first radio
interview. I will do. Thanks very much for that.
You won't forget now, will you?
I will. I appreciate that.
I'll send you a card so you don't.
Thanks very much, Nick.